It's Payton. It's Payton on Sunday morning.
You know, with DirecTV NFL Sunday Ticket, you can watch your favorite team no matter where you live, like Broncos or Colts.
Cool.
18, the old number. Ooh, I have got a coupon for that one.
It's Payton on Sunday morning. Nope.
Get NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV and watch live games anywhere.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? That is the liquor license. And, Crudier, who are we sponsored by today?
What's happening? Today we're sponsored by Firestone Walker's Lupinic Distortion Revolving Hop Series. And if you was wondering, it do have some kickback on it. Any can that got a line and a bear about to square off, it's good with me.
It's good. I've had it. I definitely like that one. It's good. I mean, you're not an IPA guy, are you?
First person to introduce me to IPA. I remember when that shit wasn't world. You remember,
no,
it
wasn't.
People jumped on the bandwagon of that shit. I remember you was going to breweries and shit and doing all your personalized beers. And I thought, this white dude is really into fucking beer. I just like drinking it.
I do, but like I'm so sick of it because 90 fucking percent of the industry is IPA now. Like there's
I do see it everywhere. I remember that shit wasn't even popping like that.
You can't even get a fucking like a. All right, I don't want a Coors Light. Mm-hmm. I don't want an IPA. What the fuck else do I get? A fucking Mike's Hard Lemonade. You know what I mean? Like
shout out to Mike's.
I mean, seriously.
Oh my god.
Where are we recording from today?
We are recording live from Sportsman's Lodge on Ventura Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of prostitution going on in here, y'all. So it's a lot of every time your wife here or my husband going to a business meeting, it might be an undercover prostitution thing. So tell him, keep it wrapped.
And also listen to the liquor
the
license.
The liquor license, yes. Broadcasting live.
Yo, that handheld thing seems like way better.
Cool, pretty cool.
Alright, I gotta get one of those. I wanna get a lav. I wanna get like a fucking wireless. That's what I need. Okay. I'm gonna get through Brennan's embarrassing minute of the week.
Okay.
Alright. And then we'll get to like the nitty gritty.
Okay.
Alright. So Veronica is like, alright, fuck it.
I like how we're going straight into this. I must say.
Okay.
That's when you know we must have a lot of shit to talk about.
She's calling me mm-hmm. at 8 a.m. every day.
Okay.
Making sure I'm awake.
Right. Looking for a job.
Making sure I'm shower. She's sending me jobs.
You told me that last
okay.
episode. Yeah.
So, she sends me like on Friday. She sends me like 9 jobs.
Okay. That's right. A good woman, by the way, if you ask me.
No, she's a great woman.
Better than texting me.
I honestly,
bitch,
like,
you ain't got no money to take me out. And you're like, babe, I'm unemployed. You still ain't got no money to take me out.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, like, I think I totally agree. We went to, you like that or no?
Man.
Or has it got some? It's got
some kickback. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I needed, though. I took that shit we was talking about beforehand edge kind of off. You know what I mean?
All right, I feel you.
Yeah.
So, she sends me 9 links.
Like
Craigslist, Monster, yeah. Every other fucking website that's bullshit that I go through. Right. But I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to apply to all of them.
Yep.
I'm at work. I got my resume. So well, I just do it.
So did you say the prayer beforehand?
Yes. Now, I send the first 8 links.
Okay.
And what I did was I made like a cover letter that was like generic, like hey, thank you, and I really would like to work for your company.
wait, this is a story. I know the story. This is a story.
It might be.
You know, this is a good story because Chop retold this story to me, laughing like he was like,
"Yes, yes, okay. yes." All right,
he was like, "That story was
all right." So,
He was like, he didn't make that up either. I said, nah, he make that up. That's,
so
that's real shit.
All right. So I'm sending in all these emails. All right. So I get to the ninth one. I get to the her last.
The email, ninth hole.
The ninth one that she fucking sends me. And I go through, like, job responsibilities. And it's like, you got to be okay with gay sex.
Fluffer.
And I'm like, what the fuck? So I start looking. And it's a PA on fucking gay porno. And I'm like, I text her. I'm like,
this is a true story.
Did you read these things? Did you? She goes, no, I just sent anything that said PA or management.
She said, in the words of the immortal Malcolm X, by any means necessary, motherfucker. We're trying to get it done.
And so I'm like, I'm not going to apply to a gay porno fucking site. I'm sorry, but I'm just not, I, you know, listen, I need a job, but I'm not trying to do that. Like, I'm just saying.
So did you didn't apply? Did you stop yourself?
No, I didn't. I did not apply.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Were you tempted?
I mean, in some aspects, I mean, watching two guys fuck sucks, but like,
right. Or did you think, like, I could hold a boom and just turn away and they pay me a check? So, you know what? Did that run through your head?
Yeah, it sort of did. It sort of did.
You know, like, maybe it's somewhere offset.
It was pretty good money. It was like $16 an hour kind of money. So yeah, for PA shit. I'm not talking,
that's what I'm like. And you know, somebody, he could have been a man outside saying, oh, it's quiet, everybody.
Quite on the set. And then you just hear like a guy getting rammed.
It's a tough one.
That would have given me bad dreams. Yeah. I get bad dreams. Like, if I jerk off before sleep, like most people do.
Right, most people do, right?
Okay. Like, I watch X.
Normal thing.
Like, I watch X videos or whatever.
Normal thing.
All fucking. Hold for a plane. All fucking night.
Boy, that's some other shit.
I told you, man. I don't.
You gotta prep me for shit
like
that.
I don't get you fucking bullshit ass beer.
It's like awakening, like strong.
I told you.
Like, I'm telling you, like the heavy. You know, like you said, hey, you look like you got a lot of shit on your mind. It was real heavy. You know what I mean? I'm being very open with you. It was real heavy.
It was.
This was a good call. That was like.
All right.
It was like. Bitch, wake up. Like, I'm like, okay, what the fuck is
so
that?
That's why you think they got a fucking lion on the side ready to punch.
What's up with the numbers?
A bear. Each year, they make a certain batch.
Okay.
All right. So what they do, it's called rotating hops.
Okay.
So this is number two.
Number 002.
So throughout the year, they'll make number three, number four, number five. You know what I mean? Like, they'll rotate the hops, and then you'll have a different. It'll be the same beer.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll have different hops in it.
Okay.
That's why they have the numbers on there. But I swear to you, sometimes, like, if I beat one before I go to sleep, well, there's two things in this. But the first part is that I'll, like, be thinking about the porno the whole time when I'm trying to fall asleep.
Okay.
Even after I bust one.
Right. The last thing is just okay.
Yeah, I'll just be like thinking about porn and fucking Asian girls blowing guy, white guys with big cocks and shit like that. Like, I'll just, that's what I'll be thinking about.
Okay.
Not on purpose, it's just because that's the last thing
you hear. Yeah. Right.
Now, have you ever watched a porn on one of these sites?
Yep.
And, all right, you caught a nut.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you caught your beat. All right, don't chew on my dog. I can hear that shit. All right, so
catch your beat.
He's eating some fucking Jack Links. That's our other sponsor.
Sponsored by Jack Links Original. Shout out to Sasquatch, motherfucker.
All right, so I'm saying is, like, I've actually watched a porno. Now, I'm not saying this is like,
where is this
like
going?
Every time. I'm saying I've watched a porno.
Yep.
And I've caught my nut,
mm-hmm.
but I finished the porno like I wanted to see where it went.
I've never had that experience.
am I weird for doing that?
That's pretty, yeah.
Like,
I'm just stay around after.
I wanted to see, like,
it was like the dude at the party. It's like 2 a.m. and everybody like left me like, hey man, shit's over. You got, you know, and he's just like, oh, I just want to hit a song. Like, get the fuck out, man. go ahead, but keep going.
What's your site? What's the site you go to?
I think it's only since 2000, it's probably only
I go
XNX.
I do X videos.
X videos, Pornhub, and
Pornhub's a good one.
And XNX, X, whatever the fuck it is.
XNXX.
Yeah,
I want to say
that's okay. Pretty much it. It's never been a like that's pretty much it.
Luke, he always tells me he goes to like Clitty.com.
I've never even heard of
that. It's all like weird shit, like pissing on people and stuff. And I'm not in all
J.K. Simmons porn portrayals.
Why is he pissing on people?
No, I'm just looking at him, looking above us.
All right, great movie, by the way.
It was a good movie.
So yeah, that was. I'm like, why the fuck? Like, I toss and turn.
But wait, I thought you said a nightmare. What was the fucking nightmare?
No, it wasn't a nightmare.
Oh, you're just saying that's what you lay there thinking about.
Yeah.
Probably because you need to turn the shit off after you catch a nut. Just let it go. Instead of following through to the end and seeing what fucking act three is. Like, if he drops the fucking babysitter off back home. It's like, why would I want to see that? What the fuck?
You're 100% right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm sick of in these fucking pornos?
Nope.
Is like 5-minute long videos. We're like, it's like, oh, this is fucking awesome. And then it just cuts at 5 minutes. And you're like, God damn it, dude. I'm not going to your fucking website.
Yeah. But you should know that already when you see the file. Because you can see the little, like, tracker. So
yeah. That's why I do
it. Yeah, you doing too much. You watching the end of videos. You watching fucking videos that not going to give you no climax. Like, it's like, what the fuck are you doing? You exploring porn right now. Like, you like.
What makes you, like, when you watch a porno, what makes you, like, nut? Is it the fucking? Is it, like, two chicks getting off?
I think
it's
just different. No, just different. What you in the mood for? I don't think it's ever, like, the same thing. Oh.
Yeah, okay, but again.
See, now, that's even more weird than this motherfucker.
Is there not, like, there's, like. Like, say, one porn chick or one actual porn video that, like, you know you can get off to. No. So, you're just, like, you're tired. Like, you're catching, like, a limp beat.
Mm-mm, never had, like,
You never had a limp beat?
Mm-mm. I never had, like, a... Oh, I got it. This is my go-to. Oh.
Huh?
Mm-mm.
You do something new every time?
You know, you just gotta...
You like Gianna Michaels?
You know what you're in the mood for.
You like Gianna Michaels?
That's old school shit right there.
Yeah. She goes at fucking Fooferless over there on fucking Sherman Way.
Damn, he know where she at.
Luke's seen her like 2-3 times.
Damn. Shout out to her. Yo, she listening.
And shout out to Daisy Marie that I seen at the bowling alley a whole
bunch. I remember seeing her when I was working there. Mm-hmm. Like Mexican chick or something.
Yeah, and she's hot as fuck too. Now she got the fake titties, man. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Oof.
Well, a lot of them used to come in there though.
Yeah, a lot of porn stars came in.
Yeah, my barber cuts like a few. Yeah, you know, we in the valley, man. So you.
You're going to get the porn stars.
Yeah, you're going to get them just randomly.
I don't know if I've ever seen a porn dude. I'm sure I have. Like,
right. You're probably just like, your dick don't get hard to be like, I don't know him.
You don't like, all right. If you're watching a porno and the dude, like, say it's a white dude with a tiny dick, you're not, I don't want to watch
I don't think it. I ever click in white dudes with tiny dicks.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, if you start watching it.
I won't randomly, you know what you look, I mean, you know, you can go to categories. Come on, man. You're a pro. What the fuck?
What categories you going to?
I just, whatever. Fuck.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, you got me thinking about it now. I'm like, what is the go-to? Like. You know what it was? I think for the longest, I didn't watch porn. I used to have porn. Like, I had porn collection before.
Like,
it was,
DVDs and
right,
shit.
Right, so, yeah, I think that got me, like, you know, yeah, I think that was a growing, like, in my DVD stash, and I had, like, all these movies, and then I had all these porns, too. Not as many as the regular movies, but, yeah. I think people got spoiled with the sites and shit.
You know what? I've said this before. Yep. Again, I apologize, liquor license listeners. Who are listening to number 57 right now, is that the kids nowadays, there's a reason there's less STDs. There's a reason we're at the lowest amount of teenage pregnancy.
That's another good one.
Because of porn.
Yeah. Because it wasn't accessible to us.
Guys and girls.
I remember still in high school, I had VHS porn.
My dad had a shit house full and Playboys. And then if you wanted to get an internet,
We didn't have a fucking computer ever. So. Yeah.
And it would load up a Jenny McCarthy picture. Number one, she was hot as fuck. Number two,
she's still not bad looking.
No,
I mean I wouldn't. Fuck
her. But she's got a whole thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck her.
I don't know, she's got some kind of thing that she can beat autism with.
Oh, her kid got
prayers and shit. Like she's got some whole fucking thing going on. No, but I'm saying, like, you never caught like a limp beat. Like you,
okay. I'm watching porn?
No, like you had like, you know, 10 beers.
Okay.
All right, ladies not around. Man,
liquor made me rocked up.
Yo, your ladies not around.
Man, if I'm by myself around, and I'm drunk, no, my dick is hard. It's not okay. Even an option.
That's, all right, so you never called Limp Feet?
No. I thank God. It's not trying to be, you know, I ain't going to never try to oversell myself. But at this age we at, man, I hear people tell stories. I'm glad. I thank God, man. My dick's still working. My heart's still pumping.
I've only had one time.
Right. You see what I'm saying? And that's not even a bad. That's still like great. No, but the other motherfuckers who got a pop. I know a dude. I'm saying no names because you love names. But he's literally 37-ish. Right. And his dick doesn't get hard. And he's been like that since I've been knowing him. And that's been probably like years. Like almost 10 years.
Does he take like pills and shit like that?
Cialis,
like,
and Viagra and shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I was like, and I thought it was like at first like he was just trying to get too rocked up. And it was like, no. Like, I gotta take this shit.
I take them. I take maca sometimes.
But that's just to add like a little boost. I'm talking about your dick has no function.
God damn. Maybe he's got like a really big. Is he a black dude?
Yeah, but I don't think it got to do with size.
It might. You ever see like John Holmes pornos?
Right, but that don't
mean the fucking guy couldn't get hard.
But John Holmes did get hard when he was at his peak. You got to remember, after you did so many drugs and fucking men and getting your dick sucked by men behind the scenes for money and shit, that take a piece of your soul. So your soul and your dick stop connecting. So that's got something to do with your dick not getting hard. It's not just your dick is big. No, because it was a time when John Holmes' dick was swinging like everybody else. Right. And he had to get shots in his dick. I watched the fucking... So obviously, you know, I watched the John Holmes dick? DVD... Like, about his tragic fall. I had that shit when we was on Magnolia. I used to smoke weed and watch that shit.
Wait, he got shots in his dick?
Yeah, a lot of them dudes do. Get, like... It's like a... It's supposed to be faster than a pill. So, like... Because it goes directly into the bloodstream.
Jesus Christ. Would you ever do that?
Fuck no. All right. That's what I just said, man. Thank God, man. a nice, beautiful woman. Some good liquor. Some weed. Man, I'm good.
I can fuck there's... All right. There's only... Like I said. There's only... I want to say one time, but it could have been two, mm-hmm. where I haven't, like, I've been in the act, mm-hmm. and I haven't been able to.
It was one time a motherfucker pussy smelled bad, and I was like, oh, I can't, yeah.
My dick. Yo, that was a time for me,
right,
dude.
Yeah, my dick went limp behind some smelly pussy, but that's just, yeah, that's some shit you just walk away from. Like, that wasn't me.
I'm hard all the motherfucking time.
All the time. Like a prison, wall.
I just walk around the streets of Valley Village with a boner.
Shit.
I'm a Valley Village boner guy. That's me.
Shit.
But you, I'm white, so it's tiny, so you really can't see it. So I'm just saying. All right. Well, you've never caught a limp beat. All right. Mm-hmm. Do you even get what I'm saying by limp beat?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Look, it's like 3/4 chub, but you're just like, fuck it, I got to get this out.
I know what you're talking about.
All right. And you never had one of those.
Man, I told you, I thank God, Yahweh, Jehovah, whatever the fuck y'all want to call him. I ain't got no problems in that shit.
I'm glad you're done with those jack links, man. I can't keep listening to you eating this shit on the air.
Well, rather that than talk about a limp beat, a fucking mid-level beat or whatever.
A limp beat, dog.
A limp beat.
I'm not saying even limp, I'm saying 3/4. That's all I'm saying.
We need full rise.
All right, so you want to get into it?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I'm rolling with you.
Actually... Before we do all that shit, because that's going to take a while, mm-hmm. do you want to do the your special segment, or do we not have it prepared yet?
You know what? I don't have it fucking prepared.
You fucking asshole.
I don't. But right. by the time we get to the end, I'll have it ready.
All right. Well, then.
That's an honest man. I got
to
tell him.
So, we go to the Rams versus the Seahawks game, which I was looking forward to. Excited about. It was the first game in L.A., first professional football game in L.A. in like 21 years. Right?
Yep.
Okay. And I didn't realize, halfway through, like, and not even halfway through, but like on the way there, I'm like, this is a fucking big deal.
Right.
Like, this is like some shit. Like,
especially when you're working and the night before, when you was a kid, you could like marinate on it and you'd be like, all excited, but the night before, now you're a grown ass man, you're working, you gotta fucking get breakfast, you gotta do this. So it's no time to just sit there and be like, wow, this is fucking cool. And then you just, boom, you're going to the game.
Yeah.
Right.
It's Christmas like, Day. Yeah. That's what, I mean,
right.
Number one, not only that, but it was the opening game against Seattle, which everybody knows is my team.
Right.
Okay. And, okay, so they won the week before, so they got to win this game. But the Rams, in my mind, I was telling you, it's a trap game. It's a trap game.
You did say that, yeah.
All right? I just had a feeling.
That was a sad-ass game.
Now, hang, well, believe me, I have plenty to go through on this. All right. So, I tell Cordier, yo, pick me up at 11. He texts me at 10:45. Yo, I'm getting chopped, and then I'll pick you up. And I'm like, what is getting chopped? I thought you were, right. getting, I thought you were getting your hair cut. I had no I had no clue.
That makes sense. It sounded like getting chopped.
I had no clue that you're bringing another guy.
Chop is a person.
Okay. Right, chop is a person. Right. But I thought you meant you were getting your hair cut. I'm like, God damn, how long is this going to take? Because how long is it take?
I can understand that.
How long does it take to get
about
your hair
hour.
Cut?
I can understand. All
right. So I'm like, okay. So I text Veronica. I'm like, well, Cordier's getting chopped. I don't know what that means. I'm like, get on the expo in like 20 minutes.
All right.
She goes, okay. All right. So we go down. We take. We park. Cordier has fucking Jack Daniels in the car.
Yeah.
So we have a little. Well, I'm not saying he does because he doesn't like to incriminate himself on there.
I don't know who that is you're talking about. Right.
But take beers onto the red line. They see sheriffs, toss them. Right. I keep mine.
Yeah, remember, this is the day after fucking terrorist bomb. So you see sheriffs with fucking AKs and shit standing and
guard dogs.
It was totally different, though. So that first, I was like, okay, I hope it don't be no bullshit.
But even though everybody else was fucking drinking beers and shit.
But everybody else ain't black getting shot by unknown cops.
All right, you're right,
America,
you're right. Listen, so hey, I'm not arguing. I'm just saying.
I'm just telling you.
I'm saying you tossed the beer.
Yeah, I don't give
you a fuck. You tossed the beer.
The beer ain't worth shit. You know that. All I don't right. give a fuck.
They weren't going to arrest you for a fucking beer.
I don't even think like that. That's the thing. I don't give 2 seconds to giving a fuck like me trying to outwit them behind a fucking can of beer. I don't fucking care. You know that shit.
All right. Well, guess who took the can of beer on the bus?
The white person.
Yes.
With the big ass pockets.
They're not that big.
Well, they're big enough to fit a fucking beer can in. All
right. Fine. I should have put it in my fucking Under Armour. Because of my huge penis.
Because of the limp beat. Limp beat.
Because then I get a limp beat out of... All right. Anyways, so we take the fucking red line to the expo. You get off on 7th and Metro, and this is how I normally go to Veronica's house. And like, there's like nobody waiting normally. There is a motherfucking crowd. I mean, I'm talking deep, and they wouldn't even let you get on the front
shit,
part of the train
because they say it was outweighing. Yes. Like it was a hazard to have so like, that many people on.
Three trains went by before we could even get on. And then we finally fucking get on, and now it's just like it, I mean, it's. I kept hitting that dude. Remember?
Oh yeah, it was fucking wall to wall.
It was stupid.
It was serious. It was like yeah.
But the good thing is that the public transportation takes you right to the Coliseum. So we get out and we go to the Rose Garden. Now we're waiting on Veronica because she got off on the other stop. So we're sitting there, and I need that picture by the way, of you and I.
Well, that's a whole nother subject, but
keep going. So we're sitting outside.
I think it was taken, like, you know when you sending a message to somebody and you hit the camera? So I don't know if he didn't hit the phone. Because remember, I didn't take the picture.
Yeah, Chop did. We're not careers.
So, yeah, let's get back to the story.
All right. So myself, Cordier, and Chop.
Yeah,
we're hanging out outside the Rose Garden, outside the Coliseum.
Beautiful place.
It actually was. I got it.
And after I work all
there's,
night,
there's people that meet me.
It was beautiful, beautiful.
Me as well.
Beautiful. Yeah.
There's people next to us, and they're just drinking beers. And I'm like, oh, we can do this.
Yeah, Coronas.
And so I said, hey, can I buy a beer off you? They're like, no, just take one. And they're Rams fans
Coronas
too.
Coronas in
the
can.
I was Seahawked out. You gotta admit, I was shoes,
right,
shirt.
But they wasn't, you know, people ain't tripping, yo. Man.
And I gotta say, this is my one thing.
Yep.
I gotta give LA respect. Number one, everybody took the motherfucking public transit, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they say parking was like $90 or something.
That's what Veronica said. Yeah. Her friend parked. It was $90 and it was a mile away.
Yeah.
$90.
That don't make no sense.
For parking.
Get on the train.
Get on the train.
Flying a helicopter like
maybe,
Kobe into the Coliseum or some shit.
Maybe it took some time. Whatever.
It really didn't. When you really think about it,
it was probably half hour.
Like literally, we would have been right on time, you know, give it 20 minutes or so. Yeah, it was just, no. Yeah. Nothing it, about that was like, oh, you know, like, oh, I hate this. No, we was good. We was
no, I'm sorry. Yeah. So, so these guys, they just give me a beer and we're bullshit. And what I was getting at was that all the Rams fans, like, they'd be like, oh, you know, when I've gone to other stadiums, they people like give you shit. Oh, you got to remember
because they die hard, though. They've been there for fucking, yeah.
They give you shit and stuff like that. But it was totally cool. Yeah, like, it was, but you got to admit, it was a 50-50 mix between Rams and Seahawks. There's a lot of Seahawks fans. Yeah. But every Rams fan wasn't like a dickhead.
Right. That's why I say, man, L.A., to me, L.A. got a lot of bullshit with it, but 80% of the time, man, L.A. is... I love this fucking place, man. It's like...
I love L.A. That should be the song of the week.
It really is, man. It's some other shit, and I respect the people.
Who the fuck sings that song? Why do I... I know it's... what's his name? Who does all, like, the shit for, like, Pixar and all that? That guy, like, the white dude. What the fuck can't I think of his name? Anyways, he sings, like, I Love L.A., like, when the Dodgers win.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, they had a remix of it.
Yeah.
On, like, Power 106 years ago. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't listen to the radio often.
You're an asshole. All right. So, finally, I get the beer from the guy. I'm bullshitting with them. Veronica shows up. Her and I split the beer. We're walking in. I'm being, like, an obnoxious asshole. Like, every time someone says, see you, it's hot!
Yep.
Like that. You know, but guess what? Everybody else was. Yeah. So, fuck it. I don't care.
Yeah.
We get to we finally get to the goddamn tunnel after we get beers.
Yep.
There's $16 $16
Yep.
A beer.
16.
16.
I got six.
No. 16.
A total 20. Round it off to a $20 beer.
You can get
a cup.
You can get 3 6 packs for that.
Man.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways. Church.
Preach.
So, pardon the pun. Chopping it up with Chop. All right. I want to have a new show called Chopping It Up with Chop.
Pardon the pun. Chopping it up with Chop.
And, he's a fucking cool dude. And he's obviously like a very in shape dude. He takes his shirt off. He's fucking getting like
he got grabbed by Buck Wild. And shit. He's on his fitness shit. If y'all hit him up, Trans Fitness. If you need some training, Trans Fitness is out there.
There you go.
Instagram, Facebook, all that shit. Trans Fitness. He got some challenges.
Now the whole
he walked around like a football player.
Boom. He sure did, man. That fucking guy's built up. Anyway, so now Kudir wears a Nick Van Exel Lakers jersey.
Nick the Quick.
Okay.
Can never go wrong with Nick the Quick.
Every motherfucker stops and like, yo, good jersey.
Yeah, I'm a
yo, good jersey.
I'm a connoisseur of this LA shit. What do the
white people say? Like, they're just like, man, yo, man.
Other people jersey. Be faking this shit, man. I really know this LA shit. Like, motherfuckers be fronting. I know this.
Seriously, I would say 17 people like stopped you.
I would say more than that. Okay. Yeah, it's Nick the Quick, baby. You got to remember, the Lakers, when I came out when I was 10 years old, they had a camp at YMCA. I didn't go to the camp, but I went to the YMCA with my cousin, who was just some little badass motherfuckers. I met Eddie Jones, Nick the Quick, and I was like, that LA shit, man.
Shorty's going to be a thug.
Shout out to Nick the Quick.
Anyway, all right, so he gets compliments. We get our $16 beers.
16.
And then we get a roll up to row 76, and we don't take the escalator because we don't know where the fuck we're sitting.
Straight steps.
These steps are fucking 14 inches tall.
And can we comment on how much of a piece of shit the Coliseum is? The Coliseum is a piece of shit.
It sucks.
Coliseum is a real piece of shit.
It fucking sucks.
I'm not lying. Them little tight ass seats. The Coliseum, y'all need to.
It's awful.
All that tradition shit, man, that shit old. This shit is fucking.
It held, what, 90 fucking thousand people, but it sucks.
Even OJ Mama, like, y'all need to change this shit at this point. God damn.
We walk up all these fucking steps. Someone's in our seat, so we're like, fuck it, we'll just sit on the end.
All right.
Watching the game. Now, I go down with Veronica, and I'm like, let's get some food. Let's get some shit.
Yeah, they was
real. Okay.
Yeah.
I missed the entire fucking
what the fuck did y'all eat?
Second quarter. She got a hot dog, and I got a hot pretzel, which was not fucking hot, which you know. You were there.
Cold.
The guy gives me the fucking hot pretzel, soft pretzel, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And the shit was frozen. I'm like, dude, I'm not eating this. Can you put it in the oven or something?
Right.
And I feel bad because I'm waiting in line just as long as everybody else behind me watching the fucking monitor from 1982
on the side. Man, the Coliseum is a piece of shit. I'm being serious about that.
It's like, straight up
that's
sucks.
That's a whole nother discussion. Garcetti, we need to talk about it. That's a whole nother situation.
It straight up sucks.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm like, can you... And you know... Listeners, you know, I don't like to, like, bitch at people. I'm just like, eh, I'll just take it. He gives it back to me, and it's like my roommate warm. That's that's warm. About how warm it is.
My roommate warm.
Okay? It's lukewarm. And Luke! Like, I can barely fuck it. I'm like, I throw it on the counter, and I'm like, fuck it. Just give me a hot dog instead. Just trade me. Veronica's like, just get a hot dog and don't worry about it. I'm like, okay. So she gives me a hot dog. He goes, no, here you go, here you go. And he gives me like a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you felt it. That motherfucker was
cold.
Like.
Still cold.
It was still fucking cold. Still cold. How the fuck you could have a hot pretzel that's like.
Cold.
Has like icing on it.
Cold. I thought it was one of them like, what's the Cinnabons?
Yeah.
Cold shit.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll just take this. I should have just taken the fucking hot dog because I had a bite of hers and it was pretty good. Yo, homeboy Chop, he had the idea. He got a street dog outside for $5.
$5.
And that's it. And then he was full. You know, he was good the whole day.
Wrapped in bacon.
No, you go inside the motherfucking Coliseum. You know what she fucking spent? She got four beers. I'm sorry. She got three beers.
Yep.
A hot dog, a hot pretzel. Yep. How much was it?
She, like, 80?
$72.
I know. $72
motherfucking dollars.
$72. Really good at this street shit. Yeah, that's,
three beers.
Soon they all like, damn,
a hot dog. And it's like, okay, you might as well just go to Universal Studios and buy a fucking wine.
No, you might as well go to.
That's all I'm
you
saying.
Might as well go sit down and have a fucking meal, tip the waitress, and still spend $60. And you'd be like, oh, that was pretty
God
cool.
Damn. Now,
man,
yo,
you think about it, like, damn.
$72.
Damn. You still would have had money left over for a $10 bag
like
of weed.
Nothing.
Fuck.
God damn. Anyways, so yeah, the Coliseum. The Coliseum, number one, like.
Fuck.
The actual field and the atmosphere is nice.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
It's the in between, like where you're trying to get food,
but
trying
even
to go
the
bathroom.
Seats and shit, man, that shit is just outdated like a motherfucker.
Yeah, they're
them
tight.
Temporary suite tents they building, man. Man, Kroenke better hurry the fuck up and get the stadium built because. It's only so long. If you're not winning, it's only so long people are going to keep showing up in that fucking sun, sweating their balls off, and realize.
It was bad. Yeah, career,
I'm like,
career fucking, had a fucking towel on the whole time.
I'm like squinched up between motherfuckers. Like, no, man, you got to get some people some nut room and shit. I couldn't even like stretch my legs. You got to fucking really.
Career was like Ghostface Killer. He had a fucking towel on his head.
You got to be especially when you got waves and shit. A nice fade. You got to like.
It is nice.
Like,
is that the Caesar, by the way?
No, fade. But you gotta keep it.
Is it Caesar close to that?
No, Caesar is all around, just even.
Low oh,
even,
okay, yeah. Okay. Right. I like it. Anyways, all right. So we're watching the game, and it's a bullshit ass game. All right, it's only field goals. The end score was 9-3. Like who the fuck? I mean, who's even? That's a baseball score. 9-3. The fuck are the Seahawks doing? I mean, come on, Russ. The truth. All I do is talk about you. You can't score one motherfucking touchdown. And the one motherfucking chance.
Is that still the MVP?
Yes, it is. But I'm saying the one chance. The
I like,
one.
I like Russell, too.
The one chance you get.
I like Russell.
You had already left. Now, you left.
Cam already putting back up MVP numbers.
You left, what, halfway through the fourth?
Before that. Like, actually, at 14 minutes.
All right. So, like, basically the fourth quarter.
So, who... What made you still think he still got in?
He because the offensive line actually kind of held up a little bit. Rawls is still hurt. They got some dudes hurt.
But they got their fucking running backs and shit. What the
yo, fuck? I'm saying they didn't. Okay, yo, the Rams have not scored a touchdown all year.
Case Keenum is a fucking midget. Yes, I'm not worried about it. I understand.
I thought Goff was playing.
He didn't
play. Was I at the same game?
Case Keenum played the first fucking four quarters, though. He played the majority of it.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah. No, then I'm an asshole. Okay.
Yeah, what you thought? You thought Goff started the game?
I thought he was
you fucking joking.
I'm not kidding. I
oh
thought,
God, damn!
I
what you was smoked out, motherfucker?
Dude, were you not there? I'm yelling like fuck Goff.
Oh okay. Man, I thought you were saying that because of jerseys and shit. All
right, number one, was I All right, was I that obnoxious or was I under wraps?
I mean, you pretty much, no, you weren't no fucking under wraps. You're an ass. You already quoted yourself as being an ass. You know what you are. You're fucking right. Yeah. But you're ass to people that know you, just, yeah, that's him. That's
all right. Fucking so, crazy. Yeah. All right. So this is where the good part happens.
Yeah, give me the good shit.
No, she wants to stay for the rest of the game. Okay. I'm just like head in my hands like, why the fuck did Thomas... Like, they drove. Yep. I don't know if you saw the highlights. Like,
yeah.
Russ threw it to Curse for like 60 yards.
Yep.
Boom. Okay, they're driving. The guys behind us are like, oh, man, they're driving. They're going to score. They're going to win this game by 1 point. I'm like, yes, they are.
So what happened?
Rawls fumbles.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Okay.
Okay, Rawls fumbles. They recover, game over.
Oh.
So I'm sitting there like, not tears in my eyes, but like pissed. Okay,
did anybody give you shit walking out with that jersey?
No, because there's enough Seattle fans that nobody really. I mean, there was a lot like walking in.
They're not like Raiders fans. Like Raiders fans are like fucking walking killers in and shit.
How many times did we hear Seahawks?
Right.
Seahawks.
That shit was dead.
It kept going. At the end, it was like whose house? Rams house.
Okay.
Okay. So all right, after whatever.
9-3 victory. Ugh.
9-3. Yo, I'm going to say like this. I mean, the Legion of Boom, the defense, they shut it down.
Yeah, 9 fucking but points,
like
yeah.
The offense, you got to score a motherfucking touchdown, dude. You haven't. True. They haven't. I don't think they've scored a touchdown all year. No, either team.
Field goals. Yeah, just field goal.
God, you can't win a Super Bowl like that. You can't win fucking games like that. Anyways, all right,
the truth will get it together, I'm sure.
The truth will, but he's got to get healthy first. And luckily, see, I was nervous that they had an early bye week,
yeah.
Week number 5. But now I'm actually happy that they have it. Yeah, they need it early bye
week. Okay, so tell me, get to the fucking meat and the jack links of the story.
Fucking settle down.
I want to hear this shit. Jack links, motherfucker.
So, okay, all right. You guys go back to the expo. How was the line?
I won't hear the fucking story.
I'm asking you.
It wasn't shit. Nothing. Jack Links.
Okay. We go to the expo to get... And there's fucking a line of people. And I'm like, fuck this. I got to rock a piss. I'm not trying to wait in this line. Let's go back to that tailgating section where I was going to piss the first time.
Yeah.
And like just hang out till all these people are fucking on the bus. All
right.
She goes, okay. Go back. We find the porta potties.
Yeah.
Where all the RVs and all that bullshit is. Where like that, like, what the fuck is that? Like a rocket?
The science museum or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We start hanging out there. And I'm like, we'll just wait like 25 minutes. All these people will be gone. And then we don't got to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know? My anxiety.
Because I was going to my anxiety, Culver City.
Yes. So we're going the opposite way that you guys went. All right. How long did it take you get home? Like fucking 20 minutes?
Yeah, some bullshit.
Okay.
A little short trip.
So we're sitting there and I see this dude and he's got like a cooler. I'd say like 45-year-old black dude with like a Hispanic chick. And I'm like, hey man, can I buy a beer off of you? He goes, no man, but I'll make you a margarita. Yeah. And I said, all right. I'm like, Veronica, come here. So I wave her over.
I'll take it.
We sit down, we start bullshitting. He works for Time Warner Cable.
It's a job.
Okay. As a hiring manager. So we start bullshitting. And he goes, what's your experience and shit? I got his card. I start calling. What's your phone number?
I hope you call him, motherfucker.
I already did. And he's got me already into HR.
Man. See,
so,
that's why I say, man, a positive attitude and a fucking nice-sized dick can get you a long way.
I just try, you know. So we're right outside the Rose Garden.
Yeah.
And so he makes me a margarita, and she's like, no, I don't want any.
And he gave the motherfucker a card.
Then he made her a margarita.
Yeah.
But he was making this shit with, like, that fucking Bud Light margarita.
Then
tequila. Then margarita mix. I'm like,
damn.
Son of a bitch. Like,
I don't know. I don't know what to call that one. I'm like,
it was
the limerita and the fucking tequila.
Yes.
And the...
Yeah, what yeah. It was too much.
Yeah, that's okay. Definitely fucking all right. Sounding like too much. What the fuck?
So we both have one. He pulls out a fucking blunt. He starts puffing.
Now you can't say the man's name no more because now it's time one ago. You're going to get the man fired, man. Fucking wrong.
I ain't saying his name.
All right.
I'll tell you off there.
With your crazy ass.
I never seen Veronica smoke before.
Yeah.
Well, guess who smoked?
She never smoked with you ever?
She never smoked weed in front of me.
Oh.
or an edible or anything of that nature.
LA, LA Monumental Day will bring, let me say this, a person from LA, that's why I respect people from LA. Because they don't have to be a Rams fan. But when it's an LA day and an LA event, an LA person will kick back and do shit that they normally won't do. And I respect the fuck out of that because it's like LA pride. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, yeah, she never smoked weed. But you know what? I'm at a fucking Rams game, first game in 25 years. Fuck it. Pass me the fucking weed. It's like, rest in peace, Pop.
Well, that's, you know what I mean? That's California exactly. Love. Well, and now, you know, you saw us. It's not like we got like wasted, but she had a buzz on before you
Lex
left.
Luther, yeah.
So like, you know, she was like, fuck it, let's go. You know, I don't know if it's fucking the chronic or what, but she's hitting it. I'm like, no. I'm like, I don't want any. I'm fine.
I said that.
I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to be like the responsible one after having fucking 18 beers.
Right.
And
being an ass.
And smoking fucking cigarettes.
Seahawk land and Ram land.
So she's hitting the weed, drinking a margarita after all those beers that we had.
Man, take the
air. And I'm like, oh, boy. So finally, I look and I can see the subway stop, and I'm like, "Okay, it died down. Yeah. We can go now." She doesn't have money, so I pay for both of our passes to go, which is fine because I have an extra card now.
You can't say shit like she don't have money, motherfucker.
No, she had money, but I'm saying like I had cash.
Right, nobody don't give a fuck.
No, she's got money.
I know. She got a job. You're unemployed ass.
I know.
Shout out to the white people who got jobs.
She makes fucking way more money than I'll make. Right.
You may have spent $800 at the game on hot dogs.
She spent $110.
No, I don't want to hear about y'all pockets. Black people never want to go in other people's pockets. Y'all keep y'all money to yourself. Get back to the fucking story.
Okay. So, we're on the expo heading to Culver City. Yep. And I go, we're going to get off at Palms.
Okay.
Because I know Bob's is right there. Bob's liquor store.
Yeah.
Next to Bob's is a deli.
Yeah.
Next to the deli is a pizza place. We can get one or the other. Yep. And then we can eat that shit at home. Okay. This is like, what, 5:30, 6 o'clock?
Right. And I still got a text somewhere in the next few hours saying I'm on way to the valley. So, I don't understand how you end up in
Alrighty,
the fucking
valley. Here we go.
Instead of staying in Culver City for
here
the
we go.
Night, just relaxing and being like, it was a good day. So, I'm going to chill.
I go into Bob's. I buy a sixer of Coors Light. Okay.
You had
and
more?
She said,
"God damn!" After the tequila, the beer, the fucking weed.
I didn't smoke weed, dog. I didn't smoke weed. All right.
You had more? Another sixer?
Okay. Number one, I didn't drink the sixer. I left it at her house.
God damn!
But we get home with the pizza.
Okay. What kind of pizza?
Just like fucking pepperoni.
Okay. All right.
I said, put it away. The whole way on the bus, she's squeezing my dick through my pants. Like going under my shirt, squeezing my dick.
Shout out to the freaky women out there, because that's right? Kind of shit out. Yeah, that's all cool right. With me.
And I'm like, what's your phone number? And I'm like, well, it's Thug Passion. You know, I got it going on.
Oh, my God.
All right. Anyways, so she's squeezing my dick, and now I'm getting like super hard. I'm like, knock it off. I'm not gonna be able. If I walk off the bus, I'm gonna have a huge
need
boner.
Some oral relations before we get off the bus.
Yeah, one or the other.
Damn.
And like there were some people on the bus.
Damn.
So finally, like I said,
a little white terrier.
We get, you know where Palms is, right?
Yeah.
All right. So we get to Palms, and we walk to her house, which is like quarter of a mile, half mile walk.
Okay.
And I'm having one of the Coors on the way there. And she's like,
he got to be shit-faced at this point. I know he got a high tolerance, but I'm telling y'all, at this point,
I was,
with all the heat, because it was hot. And you know when you got that lick in your system, that alcohol make you fucking just kick up a notch. Like, it really.
I thought I sweated it all out. But
I don't believe that, though. Okay, but keep going. Okay.
She's like running up ahead of me. I don't know why.
She's running.
Like moving quicker than I am. She's not running.
Okay.
And I'm like, you
so really,
because
remember
I told you that
she
my
went
fucking
from grabbing dick to running. If you're keeping up with this story, that's what we are right now.
Remember I told you my hamstrings been hurting me. So I'm not trying to hurry up. I'm like, well, I'm walking in at a leisurely
pace.
Getting
his dick grabbed with a hurt hamstring and a sixer of Coors Light.
With Adrian Peterson paid on a Sunday morning. So we get to her house and I'm like, put that pizza away, take her in the room. Panties down, boom.
Damn.
Shit is popping.
Damn.
I get it. Okay. Shit is like popping.
Shit is popping. Y'all hear this shit? That roll 97. Shit popping.
Okay. I'm talking. Astroglide is out. There's fucking anal going on. There's there's face fucking. There's all kinds of shit.
Y'all hear this shit? The cinnamon Astroglide, the flavored one was out. Sticking and licking.
Everything was popping. And
y'all see my face right now. This is y'all be like, whoa.
Now we're talking. I wanted to watch the Sunday night game. Well, we fucked so much. She just like was like, just passed out. She was just fucking out. I mean, smoking weed, tequila,
beer.
She had vodka shots before she got there.
Oh my god!
And I fucked her brains out. So like,
y'all hear this white man talking about he fucked somebody's brains out? Not me. That's not a voiceover.
Number one, I did.
Hey, you're supposed to be proud. See, that's the thing. Let me say this. As grown men, I don't like when we were kids and people used to try to brag on their dick. But when you put down a special performance, you're supposed to stand up and say, I did that shit. And I'm proud of
him
being able to
say, This time I did.
You're supposed to acknowledge when you did.
Like, this was my Jimmy run deep, so deep put her ass to sleep. That's how this happened.
Woke up around one.
She was fucking passed out, ass naked, in the middle of her bed, arms crossed, spread eagle, everything. Damn. So I had to put the fucking
cover up. Shout out to somebody out there who know I did the same thing and cover. When you stand up and you look like, oh, damn, I had to cover up. She gonna get cold in the middle of the night because I ain't here. I did that shit. It's like watching an episode of The Hitchhiker.
I go outside and her roommate's there and I start talking to him. Okay. And we're bullshitting. We're having a beer together. He had gotten some Thai food, and I was telling him about the game. I'm like, yo, do you mind if I have a cigarette in the patio? He goes, no, I don't care. All right, so I go out to the patio, and I start thinking. I'm like, dude, if I stay, and this is like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm telling you. When you text me.
This shit ain't like.
I was already fucking working. Ain't late. I was working, literally. And when you say, did y'all, I was like, man, I'm already on the clock. And then you was like, I'm on my way to bed. I was like. How did all of that shit you tell me happen? It was before fucking 9. I'm like, that's literally like 3 hours or some shit. I'm like, even if I did all that shit, I would have been like, okay, I deserve a fucking nap
something. All right, in my head, I'm sitting there and I'm having this cigarette, just looking at Culver City. And I think to myself, I'm like, if I stay over tonight,
yeah,
I'm going to have to take a Lyft home in the morning
yeah.
because he wants me to work early.
Okay. All
right. Okay. That's going to cost me $20. I already just paid.
Man, you spent a shitload of money too.
I already just paid for this card mm-hmm. that's all day.
Right.
So if I can go back to the bus stop and just get home, it'll all be free. I mean, not free, but right. I've already paid for it.
You'll waste no more money.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And I go, and she's fucking knocked out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she's
ain't
not.
No cuddling going on. She's waking up to go to work the next day.
That's it.
She's done. Right.
So I write like a little note.
Yeah.
Like a cutesy kind of fucking, you know, hey, sorry I left.
With a smile.
I got to work early in the morning kind of thing. Okay. Walk back. Stop at Bob's. Grab a beer. Get on the bus. Get on the subway. All right. Left. But I did leave the Coors there. I didn't take them with me because I didn't have my bag.
Right. Okay. All right.
So get on the subway. I fall asleep. I'm doing this in the subway.
Oh, man. It was a long day.
I'm like looking around, like now we're talking. It's 9:30, and I'm like, I'm doing the weave and bob.
Let me just make it to my bed.
Now, the closest stop is Laurel Canyon. That's a walk.
Right.
But what's right there at Laurel Canyon is 7-Eleven. Well, who's gonna stop there? You already know.
Man, you probably have like alcohol poisoning at this point.
I might still have it. I seriously might.
I believe you.
Anyways, so I'm texting her friend. And because she's like, are you guys okay? Because she hadn't heard from her because she had passed out.
Okay.
And I said, no, I'm like, she don't know. She had a lot to drink. And I left. And she's like, why'd you leave? And I'm like, because I got to work early in the morning. And I want to take a look. I explained the whole fucking thing. Okay. And she's like, oh, okay. I go, but I guarantee in like the next 20 minutes, she's going to wake up and be pissed off. Guess what? In the next 20 minutes, she woke up and was pissed off that I wasn't there. Yeah.
Well,
but it's like, what are you going to do?
I go to work. Because she wants you to have a job anyway. So it's like.
Yeah, it's like, you know. That's what you got to do, dog.
Gotta do what I got to do.
So.
That was a lot of shit, though.
Yeah. There was a lot of weird shit. Like, dude, I'm talking.
On a Sunday. Peyton on a Sunday morning.
Brandon on a Sunday afternoon. Brandon on a Sunday afternoon was very like, man. We got like, I like, she made me slap her in the face, and she, there was all kinds of weird shit. Man,
that woman ain't gonna be able to live this down to the East Coast fans who are gonna be like, oh, that's her who he slapped in the face with his dick in his hand.
You and Chop kept saying that, like, she listens. She listens. I'm like, I'm telling you, she doesn't listen.
Oh, crazy. She made you slap in her face? Or did she? Did you like, ask her? Did you request this?
Okay, I went like this.
Don't
like,
lie, motherfucker. No, I don't fucking.
Need I'm not gonna slap you.
I don't give a fuck. I'm just at, no. I'm, that's not what I'm asking. I say,
I'm not gonna slap you.
I don't. It don't matter. I say who brought this up. That's she all did, I'm talking. She did. That's all I want to know.
She always wants to get choked.
Oh yeah.
You've been with girls who like yeah. that kind of shit. Okay.
Yeah. Aggressive.
You've been with girls who want to get slapped.
Aggressive. Aggressive.
Well, like I give her like one of these. And then she like aggressive. She all she says is harder, harder. So the next day she's got to put on extra makeup because I slapped her so fucking.
Oh shit! Now if he getting sued 2 months from now on some D roll shit,
she told me to do
then,
it. I don't
then
want
y'all gonna be saying, yo, I don't remember he was talking about that on the air. He
I don't
want to
do it. I don't want to do it. I don't like the abusive shit.
Yeah,
I want to just. I want to fuck like normal.
It's 2016. It's too many camera phones and tweeters and all that shit. I'm
she
like,
she wants to get like face fucked and an ass and all kinds of shit. I'm like, can we just fuck like normal?
You are fucking crazy.
I'm just saying.
Oh my god, she won't get face fucked and ass fucked. Can we just fuck like normal? That's on the t-shirt.
That's what
she
I'm saying.
Get face fucked and ass fucked. I just said, can we fuck like normal?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. No, I do. I'm saying, but the world changing so much, man. I'd be afraid of it. I don't know.
I mean, we're talking about catching like limp beats.
Right, but I'm then you're talking about she got to put on extra makeup and shit. Like,
yeah, I mean,
I hope she don't wake up and say, did I ask for that? Dude, like,
oh, believe me, she asked for it. So. I should start fucking recording, like, what are all, like, the fucking rappers and shit, they have, like, those legal papers.
Yeah,
that they
NDA,
make.
Non-disclosure.
Yeah,
you gotta get that shit.
I gotta get one of those.
Gotta
like,
get
made.
That shit popping, yeah.
That's like a fucking 50 Shades of Grey type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna tickle that's your asshole with this spike. So you gotta sign off on this.
I can never, like, get it in her asshole. We've tried it, like, 2-3 times.
Y'all hit his shit. He going
I can't.
In.
I've tried.
He blowing out assholes.
I get close, and then she gets all freaked out. I'm like, "Why did you tell me to do this? Why?"
He's blowing out the assholes. He's slapping motherfuckers.
Did you ever fucking check
this?
The
like
ass?
1996.
Did you ever?
There's some death row orgy shit going
did
on.
Did you
right
ever
now.
Fucking
check
the ass?
We talking about me. We talking about you. I don't
I'm
know
asking.
About me.
Did you? I'm not saying that your current lady. I'm saying
this,
in general.
I fucked this Lupinic distortion
see,
in the ass.
Every goddamn episode. Really see, every episode.
So when the police play this back and they say. Oh, so you like fucking beating chicks up in the ass and face, huh, motherfucker? Oh my god! I swear I didn't. I was.
It
like,
was
what do you have to tell me about
she
this?
She must.
Story?
She must have read too much Fifty Shades of Grey.
No, she might just like the shit.
She likes all kinds of abusive shit. I don't know why. I don't.
She
got to
remember Fifty Shades of Grey just came out, man. She had to be like this.
Yeah,
way
but
before.
I don't want to do that, dude. I don't like
well,
when she makes me choke her to make her come. Like I don't want to do that.
Oh my god, you need to tell her that shit. Y'all hear this shit. Oh my god. Y'all hear this dude?
Have you okay?
Do y'all hear this fucking right, dude?
What
he
I'm
choking
saying,
these motherfuckers not, out till they come. He gonna next thing gonna be hanging each other in the doorway like not, who that was? Somebody died
fucking
from that
Kung
shit.
Fu. Kung
David,
Fu.
David
Carradine.
Carradine. God damn, man. He has so much more Kung Fu to give to the world, but he wanted to get his dick off. And,
Kill Bill. It was Bill.
Damn, Bill, rest in peace, homie.
Yeah, he was doing some crazy
now,
shit.
Now, be caring on the legacy.
No, like, she's...
hanging these motherfuckers
I'm just
from the doorway.
I'm saying, like, yo, I just want to fuck, like, normal.
I seen Brandon hanging a girl from the doorway, y'all. I was like,
I'm asking you a question.
I was like, what is that?
I'm asking you a question. Mm-hmm. I need a definite answer.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Have you ever had a woman
in my life. Go ahead. Keep going.
In your life.
Yeah, yeah.
That... wanted
yes,
some like weird
definitely.
Shit.
Yes.
Okay.
Slap.
And you weren't into like you're sort of like I kind of don't
yeah.
want to do this.
Yep.
Not like they're shoving dildos
right,
in your ass
no.
or anything.
Yeah.
But
just
that.
I don't know necessarily if I feel comfortable just smacking the fuck out of a motherfucker and they want you to smack. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know I'm just fucking with you, but I do know where you're coming from, and sometimes that's the turn off. I know my folks are like getting choked and all that shit, but at the same time, it's like a thin line between. I mean, it can be great. But you gotta be comfortable with the woman you with, and that's your woman. So yeah, it's probably good.
I mean, maybe I'm not talking like about a, no like a motherfucker year or
you
so.
Right. No motherfucker yeah. you fucking on the first night and she like, oh, Tom slapped me. And then she next day taking pictures, putting the shit on the internet, and you like, oh man, she wanted that shit. And they like, you're
her,
abuser.
Her boyfriend walks in the room and shoots you right. in the leg.
He like, man, you a bitch. Put a bruise on my woman neck.
All right. Oh just, my God. Just so I'm not wrong. I'm just saying. Like,
no, you're not wrong. No.
Yeah, but I, here's,
it, I don't think you're wrong right. at all.
No. I'm not saying gay. I'm just saying, am I like...
What is gay?
I'll explain. Okay. Am I less of a man? Because I don't want to like fucking do this torture type shit. Torture motherfucker.
No, not at all. No. Okay. But at the same time, if that's the woman you're going to be with, you know, she's trying to kind of trying to tell you it's like our playing field. So you got to get with this shit.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, I've been doing it. I'm just saying.
But at the same time, don't just go overboard. That one time you supposed to be open hand and you backhand that motherfucker and you're like, she's like, what? Like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted it.
I mean, it wasn't like I beat the shit out of her.
No, I know, but I'm just saying
like, man, she, man, it just, was like, you know.
I'm all for progressive, freaky sex. So...
God damn, we've tried anal so many times and it just has not worked. Not me.
Why?
Because my dick won't fit.
You got the Astroglide.
I got a big head on my penis, dog.
I mean, that's cool too, but at the same time, I'm just saying
like it just...
But she must really like it. If y'all keep trying, that means she wants to get fucked in the ass.
No, I made her come like just like fingering her asshole.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. She likes getting her ass blown out. She likes getting her ass blown out. So hey, congratulations to you on that one.
That's what I told you. See, last time... You're questioning me, but I'm telling you, she's into this ass shit. She's into this fucking torture shit. You know she's gotten beaten. Like,
you right, know. But if you're not into it, what the fuck you gonna do?
I mean,
you're learning
I
to
don't
be
know,
into
it. I don't know what level to be into it.
You're learning to be into it.
I don't want to be
because if you
like,
go all in, you
I don't
want to
be
killing
like,
a woman.
I don't
want
to be fucking tied up and have a fucking dildo shoved in my asshole. I don't want any.
Remember,
kind
I told you
like
that story about the two girls who tried to tie me up.
Yep,
I'm not into that shit.
No.
I don't give a fuck if it's four. No.
I just listen. I fuck you really hard. You fall asleep butt naked. I cover you up. I take the bus home. Okay, end of story.
Except that's how it ends. Person you covered up didn't wake up and she has bruises all over. And the Culver City Police Department is coming for you.
Look at
the Culver City PD is coming for you.
Look at all these fucking scratch marks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I told you, it got Western.
Yeah, I can't play around. That's that Wild Wild West shit right there. Huh?
You know what she doesn't have?
What?
She's got a nice ass on her, I gotta say. Dimples. I don't know. I mean, you could tell me yes or no.
Dimples on her ass. I ain't looking at that girl.
Come on.
I ain't bullshitting. I told you, man, certain shit, man. I'm on this gangster shit, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't have time to look at nobody. Woman, I don't have time, man. All right.
Well, do you think she's at least pretty? I mean,
I ain't doing none of that.
You could just tell me if she's pretty or not. You can tell me she's a fucking pig.
Shout out to the East Coast. I think if he like it, I love it. That's all I ever got into. You gotta remember that.
Jesus
Even when
Christ.
You was with somebody who was a little pig, I was like, hey, oh well.
All right.
It's OG over here.
Like. I'm saying is that, you know, the chicks that have those like little dimples right above their ass cheeks.
Yep, I know that dimple.
Now, let me ask you a question because you've been with women of different cultures.
Yes, I have.
Is that just a white thing?
No, I don't know.
Because the only chicks I've ever known to have the dimples above their ass cheeks are white chicks.
No. No. You say your ex had it, motherfucker, and she wasn't white?
No, my ex Nicole, who was white, had it back in Buffalo.
Oh.
That's what I was going to get into. Nicole, goddamn, like, you would have liked this one.
She was like
5'1", 90.
You like them little short motherfuckers, too.
Is Veronica fucking short? She's like 5'9".
Right, but I mean, everyone before her was like fucking midget status.
Jackie was tall. She was 5'7".
Jackie was that fucking tall?
Yeah.
No.
She was just so thin.
That might have been bad. Because I was like.
But no. This one was like 5'1". And she was like a dancer. She had 36 double Ds.
She was dancing for the fucking
22
Buffalo bra strap.
22 inch waist and a big ass on her. And he had the dimples like.
Where the fuck you found
and
her?
She was just.
The strip club?
She was still in high school.
Oh my God. First, he's sexually abusing. Now he's pedophile. Oh,
I was like 19, dog. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm not I saying I was like
42
fucking...
already.
Oh. I was 19.
Sorry,
like,
sorry.
We're like
everybody.
A year apart.
I retract that statement. Sorry, sorry.
Like
sorry.
I was probably class of 99. She was class of 2001. Like that's not a big deal.
Oh. Like she. So where's she at now? She listening?
When I was in college. Fuck listening? No. When I was
she married?
Oh, I assume so.
You see her? Ever see her?
Fuck no.
Never. Not even on the.
No. But like, she wanted me to go to her.
Her prom.
No, homecoming.
Damn.
And I said no, and I went to the original Kings of Comedy instead.
Because she was like, "I'm gonna show off my older boyfriend."
I don't think you could go if you were over 18. No, to yeah, those fucking school, things. To, yeah, there's
they
like
always had some dude with a mustache who wasn't who was not at our school yeah. Who was with some girl, and I was like, "Yeah, he don't go to our school." But hey,
anyway. I didn't want to do that. Yeah. But I'm saying. There's something very fucking sexy about the dimples on a chick's ass. Am I lying or no?
I mean, it's cool, but I saw that on a lot of girls.
It's almost like I'm going to put my thumb right there and I'm going to fuck you doggy style.
Y'all hear this shit.
What, am I wrong? Come
Nicole,
on.
Nicole, can you just message, comment, do something?
I'll give you the full name. I don't care.
Man, I told you, I don't know. I don't want you to get caught up because you raping girls and
sexually. I'm not raping anybody. She asked for it.
Oh my God. LAPD.
She asked me.
It's the white host, not me. It's not me.
Anyways, all right. You're I'm crazy. Saying it's like the dimples above a girl's.
So you think that's like the sexiest thing?
I think it is definitely sexy.
Okay.
Okay. Like, especially like if they're wearing like low cut jeans, you can see it because you can picture yourself fucking doggy style, like putting your thumbs right in those dimples. Fuck, why is that wrong?
Oh my God, just putting your thumb right in that dimple.
What is wrong about like anything
a,
I just said?
It's like a Nintendo glove. You just put your thumb right
Jesus
into that
Christ.
Dimple.
Jesus Christ. What in that statement was...
I'm just back at the high school dance trying to see it all.
All right, so you fucked the chick that had dimples above her ass cheeks.
Yeah, a few.
Okay.
A few, yep.
Okay. Were they white? Were they black?
All right, black. Most black, yeah.
Okay. Now, how about the chick in front of us at the Seahawks game with her tramp stamp? Do you remember what it said?
The baddest bitch. Her tattoo on her tramp stamp said the baddest bitch. Shout out to her, whoever you are. You might be the baddest bitch. God bless you. If that's what you set us doing in life, let me let you know. You winning. We ain't got nothing to do with it, but you winning. So, I don't know if she was like an old stripper. Because she definitely was like late 40s or something.
Yeah, she was.
So, maybe she was stripping back when Pac was still alive. And, you know, that era, anything went.
And she was
so,
the baddest bitch.
She was the baddest bitch. So, and she had some fake eyelashes and shit on. And,
hey. Dancing and shit on the video.
Man. You crazy, man. You fucking crazy. Something wrong with you.
Alright, you wanna skip most gangster shit of the week?
Oh man, I got to because I'm still just analed out right now. I'm like anal and BJ limped out and I'm just it's a lot I'm
you mean,
processing right
you
now.
You mean limp beats?
Limp beats, I'm sorry. It's a lot I'm processing right now. And I think the most
Limp Beats is named my new like rock band.
No, I'm gonna do the most gangster shit of the week. This is the most gangster shit of the week. So the most gangster shit of the week is, I don't know why I said I didn't have it prepared. You know what? LA Rams football coming back to the great state of California. Southern California, welcome y'all back home. Even if Case Keenum is a little short ass dude, even if Jared Goff ain't ready yet, Tavon Austin just got paid, and we got to see the Coliseum is still shit. Welcome back. That's the most gangster shit of the week.
How's that gangster?
Motherfucker, you just gave a whole hour about revolved around that. You tell me how that's not gangster.
All right. You're right. I'll tell you what the most gangster shit of the week is.
I don't want no. You
No. I'm gonna tell you right now. Listen to me. I'm telling you.
I don't want
to
hear it.
No, I'm telling
you. I just gave y'all an event where
just,
you got
no,
a tramp
because
stamp
you didn't
would say the baddest bitch. You got anal sex, you got fucking Bob's Pizza, you got fucking motherfuckers getting raped in their ass till they had to get covered up. And threw blankets over. You got dimples on
the ass. I didn't
rape
anybody in the.
You got a fucking a bus rider, white dude with beers in his pocket while everybody was getting shot down with no guns. Y'all tell me that LA Rams ain't the most gangster shit of the week.
I'll tell you why.
No, that's it.
No,
that's it. It's
I'll
a
tell
rap.
You why.
No,
I'm saying you're not listening.
Nope, I don't hear you.
I just
stop.
I want to give a career type shout out
to who?
The LA Rams fans.
Yeah, that's still out. Part of the movement. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
they're I'll out. Take that. Okay. And guess what? Over the Lakers, over the Dodgers.
I don't know about
over the Lakers. No, I'm saying, you know, it's going to take some time to build a fan base.
Right.
Back again. And I think that I was really proud to see that a lot of people were on the Rams
bandwagon. Oh, they're into it. Yeah, they're into it. Yeah.
It was good to see that.
So that all adds to his sidebar was part of the most gangster shit of the week that I said. Yeah. So I agree with him.
Yep. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus. Besides that, man, what do you think of this Luponic distortion?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to start a Kickstarter, so we need to get B out of jail for taking these hoes down in the streets.
I'm not doing anything.
All
right.
All my people in
Buffalo.
All
right.
I'm going to give y'all the link to the Kickstarter so we can make sure, because he out here in savage mode, beast mode.
Hashtag.
Kill him. Oh, preach.
Terrio. Church. All right, guys. At this time of the week.
Then I'm leaving you butt naked on your bed. I'm going to cover that ass up.
I
want to
just say, go fuck your faces. And guess what I did this weekend was fuck some faces.
My friend, yes, feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me until you use me up.